You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, gang, welcome to another live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program, inching ever more closely toward Thanksgiving. Yes, indeed, it's Saturday evening, November the 15th. I'm your host, James Edwards, coming to you live tonight from our flagship studio here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online to a worldwide audience at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I'm going to let you in on a little secret tonight, ladies and gentlemen. My dear friends and family, yours truly is tired. Yes, he is tired. It has now been nearly 3 weeks since we brought our newborn son home. And my wife told me last night that the bags under my eyes have bags under them. So it's like two layers of black bags. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it for a minute of sleep if I had the opportunity. I haven't had a minute of sleep since before Halloween, but I wouldn't trade it even if I could. It's called high investment parenting, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our people do, and that's what we're about. And I'm just really excited still, just riding the wave of energy from October, from the birth of Henry. Obviously, our great event in Memphis, the 10-year anniversary, and it is still providing wind in my sails. And we've got a great show for you tonight. Let me just say that. I feel like I'm on vacation here. My poor wife. I get to come to the radio station for 3 hours tonight. It feels, you know, even though I'm coming to work, it feels as though I'm getting some sort of a furlough or a reprieve. But don't worry, I'll be back down at the house about 9:30, and we'll be up until the time to go to church tomorrow. So it'll be all right. But between now and then, we're going to have two incredible guests for you. This evening's program is going to be anchored by a couple of heavyweights and two of my all-time favorites. And it may seem as though I say that about everyone, but I truly don't. And these two deserve it. Joe McCutchen. Joe McCutchen has been coming on this show since day one. In fact, I will have a picture of Joe and myself on the website tomorrow that was taken in 2005 while we did a show. It's taken inside the studio, and I still had a little bit of hair then, so that's going to be something you'll want to see, and we'll have that posted tomorrow. But I met Joe as a result of his involvement with the Minuteman Project, the original Minuteman Project, back in 2005. Just a great guy, the authority. If you want to have a guest to talk about immigration, Joe is the authority, and he's going to be on to talk about that and more in just a few minutes, actually. We also have Mark Weber, the director of the Institute for Historical Review. He's going to be talking about trends in Europe and beyond. So Mark Weber, Joe McCutchen, both on the Political Cesspool tonight. I gave Keith the night off since both of these guests fell into our laps. Eddie the Bombardier Miller will be on with us in the third hour tonight. Keith will be back next week. Eddie will be training for his next marathon. You know, he ran in the New York Marathon 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks from now, he runs in the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. That's about 52 miles between the two marathons. They're 26 miles apiece. So Eddie will be on tonight, and then he'll take a couple of weeks off as he finishes his training and goes into that next marathon. What a guy. Anyway, that's the lineup for tonight. We're really looking forward to it. A couple of emails here very quickly. I don't know if anybody caught this or not, but we landed a spacecraft on a comet. I mean, can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? If I read the article correctly, this comet was 310 million miles away. 310 million miles away. We landed on the thing with the pinpoint accuracy. It took 10 years for the spacecraft to travel that far. And there's one thing, the first thing that came to my mind when the world was celebrating this accomplishment was that, you know, this was something that white people did. This is something that we should take pride in. And I couldn't help but notice the lack of diversity involved in this project. You know, to each their own. God bless everybody. But facts are facts. You know, there's this movie out starring Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway called Interstellar. There's a good review about it at radixjournal.com. We could be living amongst the stars if we would reach for greatness rather than serving as babysitters and caretakers for the rest of humanity. But I wasn't the only one who noticed these things. I had a listener write in, and he said, well, let me find the email. James, watched all the videos of the comet landing. Notice what's missing? Diversity. When science and technology are really happening, it doesn't look like Hollywood movies and TV shows with blacks and Muslims and et cetera all over the place. When it happens in the real world, when results count, there is no diversity. It's only our people and primarily white men. The videos are so revealing that I'm surprised they took so many of the all-white crowd, and that comes from Tom. Tom, you weren't alone in noticing that, I guarantee you. Also, this email, you know, we always take pride in our global audience, and it's an audience that grows each and every week. This one comes in from a listener in Germany. Always get a kick to read emails like this. Hi, James. Congratulations on the recent birth of your son, Henry. What a classic name. My son, Jack, is almost 2 years old, and I couldn't be more proud. It's great. I listen to your podcast on Monday mornings when I'm driving to work, cruising down the Autobahn. Thanks for your radio program. I often tell my friends about it and send them the links. God bless. Well, God bless you, and God bless everyone listening to the show tonight here in the Memphis Mid-South area, our home base, around the country, across the country, around the world. It is a pleasure. I got a note in, and I want to call this person out by name, Mark in Blanco, Texas. Mark in Blanco, Texas, he always sends the kindest notes in with any contribution, and he's been very generous. And Mark writes that may God bless us, our family, our program, and he calls our program a ministry because we don't separate our faith from our politics, as you well know. And in the third hour tonight, that's exactly what Eddie the Bombardier Miller and I will be discussing, but we got a lot of ground to cover before then. I do want to make one quick announcement. I had a really fun opportunity this week. Finally, it was supposed to have been done the first week of October. As you know, October was a busy month with the big 10-year anniversary, the birth of Henry, etc. It was a busy month. But I finally, on Wednesday, had the opportunity to fulfill the orders from those of you who contributed at the appropriate levels back in our third quarter fundraising drive in September. God help me, I barely got these orders fulfilled before we go into the fourth quarter drive in December, but they have been fulfilled, and part of those incentive packages was a never-before-aired on the radio commentary from me talking about and reflecting on 10 years in the radio, and I promised you in that commentary, which actually clocked in at just under an hour, I thought I'd be able to hammer it out in 30 minutes, but once I got to talking, no force of nature could stop me. And I did share a couple of stories that I don't think we've talked about on the radio before. And those will be, actually, all of those have been delivered now, except to those who contributed in other countries. It may take a few more days for those packages to arrive to you. But for the domestic listeners in the lower 48 who contributed in September, those packages should have been delivered no later than today because we sent them out on Wednesday and we got tracking on all these things. And I hope you'll enjoy that. You know, I shared the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we are a band of brothers here. We are a family. The bonds that bind us are as strong as steel cables. We love each other. But is there, you know, friction? Is there disagreements? Is there heated moments between me and Keith and Eddie from time to time? Absolutely. Of course there is, as there is with any family. Well, I'll talk a little bit about that. You know, we don't keep any truth from our audience. All that and more in that CD. We hope you enjoy it. Well, anyway, our first break is coming up right now, and we're going to get Joe McCutchen on the phone. You're not going to want to miss this. It's been far too long since we featured Joe, and I'm glad we're going to be able to correct that problem in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned, everybody.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. I am so excited to have a longtime friend of mine rejoin us on the radio tonight, an all-time favorite guest. As I said before the last commercial break, Joe McCutchen has been appearing on this show since at least 2005, and I'm going to have a picture of myself and Joe in the studio that we took in that year, 2005. That'll be up on the website tomorrow. But for the benefit of those who are new to this program or perhaps are not familiar with Joe's work, here's a quick bio. Joe McCutchen has been an activist for the Constitution and against unwise policies on immigration, legal and illegal, for decades. Across the nation, he has appeared on many talk radio shows, has confronted local, state, and federal politicians of all persuasions, has been interviewed by countless reporters, written about in numerous publications, and of course, leftist, socialist, communist entities. His thousands of letters to the editor have been published and alerted citizens to corruption and usurpations over many decades. He has spearheaded efforts to get politicians defeated on the basis of their anti-American policies and to get various anti-immigration organizations to coalesce in their efforts. He is the epitome of the Scots-Irish described in former Senator and Secretary of Navy James Webb's book, Born Fighting and Proud of It. We're going to call him Fightin' Joe McCutchen going forward. Many of his articles can be found on his website, ArkansasFreedom.com. Joe, welcome back.
James, it's such a great pleasure to be with you again. It has been too long. Before we get on with the thoughts, I want to convey my hearty congratulations to you for the 10 years of success you've had in stimulating thought processes and getting out the information that the general citizenry most likely would be not aware of. And most importantly, is the birth of your new son. And I was absolutely, Barbara and I were just thrown into orbit when we found out you had named that young fella Henry McGregor. Man, is that young sprout got a lot to live up to, but I bet he will with you and Danny's guidance. And give Danny our best, would you please?
I certainly will. She thinks of you often, as do I, Joe. We consider you and Barbara to be family. Thank you so much for saying that. Henry McGregor, I figured a McCutchen could appreciate a McGregor.
You bet. That's a truly an all-American name.
It certainly is, and believe me, there was some thought that went into that. We didn't pull that out of the hat, as a lot of these celebrities tend to do these days. We didn't put in a Ouija board together or play Scrabble with his name. That name means something, and thank you for saying everything you said.
Well,
Joe, last week, the elections, I mean, you can't help but at least take some interest in these elections, at least for no other reason than the sideshow atmosphere that they bring, the carnival-like atmosphere. Is the new boss the same as the old boss? You're an expert on a lot of issues. I would say, and I did, you would be the one person I would bring on this show out of all the guests we've had over the years to talk about immigration. Did we do anything to help our standing on immigration last week? And I say we as a country, not necessarily me and you.
Well, first of all, James, what has transpired last week means absolutely nothing. What we're going to hear is a lot of bloviation, a lot of rhetoric, and a few band-aids placed on our multiple crises in our republic. And that's unfortunate. Our citizen votes mean absolutely nothing. And I will start off by throwing out two or three numbers here. And I sincerely hope that your listening audience will bury these numbers in their cerebrum or their medulla oblongata or wherever in the brain. And every time a media type, a bureaucrat or politician starts bloviating, that these numbers will flash before their eyes and amplify as they talk. Because this is going to show you that there's no way that middle-class America is in the equation to be saved. And I've always looked at middle-class America as the bulwark, the heart and soul of this republic. Now, so here are some numbers. 42 of the wealthiest individuals contributed one-third of the total of the super PAC funds. One-third, that's 42 people only. And then there were 666,773 other people that contributed the balance, made up the three-thirds or one. So I added two figures, and you get 666,815 people out of a country of 312 million that dictate the tenor of business for our federal government. So these are the people who make statements and whose beliefs and wishes will be carried out. It's not middle-class Americans. And it's those figures are astounding. So we move on immigration. There will be no securing of the borders. There will be no deportations. The Republican Party does not have the philosophical or political backbone to accomplish either one of these deeds. We are having, on average, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million legals and illegals, minimum, penetrating our borders yearly. And these are made up of third world and fourth world individuals. They have no background in the arts and sciences, the classics, history, geography, social undertakings. They have nothing. They offer nothing. There's never been any accomplishments by any of this 98% that are immigrating to our country. So, and this is all by design. This is not by happenstance. It's by design. And let's say these are third and fourth world individuals. They bring their failed philosophies and cultures into our country, and they don't acculturate. They continue to amplify these failed philosophies and culture. So it's the Republicans will not address this, neither will the Democrats, certainly not the Democrats. So our house of cards is about ready to come to fruition. Bear in mind, and here's two more figures that our people should put before their eyes every time one of these three talk, is that we now owe a national debt of $18 trillion. We owe, in unfunded mandates, $120 trillion. These debts will never be paid off, James and audience. They're here There's no way that they could be paid off. And the Chinese government owns a good part, if not most, of the paper for these debts. So the big question is, what happens when the house of paper falls in? And it's depending on who you talk to. We're not talking any more than, I think, at least 5 years. I don't think they can extend the way they're doing business and the Fed's printing paper money to anticipate bailing us out of every crisis. And then, of course, we're involved in 7 ongoing undeclared wars right now. Some say 13. We are entertaining the idea to rekindle Iraq, invade Syria. We overthrew Ukraine and its duly elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, and claiming that the Russian Federation, are imperialists when we've encircled them in Estonia, Turkey, Poland, and no telling where else. So we're not in a good situation, James.
Well, Joe, of course, I guess in a way it was a rhetorical question. I do believe in some limited examples that you can draw from the Republican Party might offer an alternative on local level politics. I mean, certainly one example that I would point to with all sincerity is my co-host, Keith Alexander, was the Republican nominee for a statewide office, or rather a countywide office. So obviously there you have some difference. But on the national level, on a federal level, I hate to have to agree with Joe because he is so right, because I want to believe that we have taken a step in the right direction on Tuesday, and I certainly don't mind seeing the Democrats fall, but did we win anything? Well, I don't think so, folks, but we're going to talk more about it right after these words. Stay tuned. Joe McCutchen back with us in a flash.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, we got Fighting Joe McCutcheon, one of the greatest spokesmen we have on the issue of immigration, both legal and illegal, and that's important to understand that we have. So many white Americans went to the polls voting for the Republicans because immigration is an issue of serious concern for them. We're going to actually break down the figures. Even amongst young white people, 18 to 29-year-old demographic, it was overwhelmingly GOP. That might surprise you. And we've got all of these figures, which we'll relay to you later in the program. I was talking with Kevin McDonald a couple of weeks ago, and I was searching for this quote. And if Joe will indulge me, I'd like to read it before we get back to him. It comes from R.L. Dabney, who was the chaplain to Stonewall Jackson. And it's perfectly applicable to what the modern-day GOP and the so-called establishment conservative organizations are today. They have never scored a substantial victory. They have never taken back any ground that has been lost. All of that is, of course, by design. But here's what Dabney had to say. This is a party which never conserves anything. Its history has been that it demurs to each aggression of the Progressive Party and aims to save its credit by a respectable amount of growling, but always acquiesces at last in the innovation. What was the resisted novelty of yesterday is today one of the accepted principles of conservatism. It is now conservative and only affecting to resist the next innovation, which will tomorrow be forced upon its timidity and will be succeeded by some third revolution to be denounced and then adopted in its turn. American conservatism is merely the shadow that follows radicalism as it moves forward towards perdition. It remains behind it but never retards it, but and always advances near its leader. Its impotency is not hard indeed to explain. It is worthless because it is the conservatism of expediency only and not of sturdy principle. It intends to risk nothing serious for the sake of truth. Joe, does that sum up Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and some of these others in your opinion?
Well, I think it probably does, but I was told just yesterday that Senator Mitch McConnell has neutralized Senator Ted Cruz on immigration. Now, what that means, I'm really not sure as far as the depth of this thing is concerned. But, I mean, that is truly troubling. Then I asked myself, and I've tried to convey this from time to time, is who are the enemies of middle-class Americans? In this matter of illegal and legal immigration, for that matter, because most all of it is third and fourth worlders coming in here. And so, first of all, the U.S. government, the Senate, the both houses, and the president are traitors to the American cause and the Constitution. I have no problem making that statement anywhere. Number two, who's the second? And I don't rate these with one, two, three, and four. I'll just list them. But the second crisis we have is within the Catholic Church. Catholic charities, which are anything but charities, lobby the U.S. Congress and are receiving hundreds of millions of dollars to subsidize their sanctuary cities. I live in a sanctuary city, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Then not only the Catholic carried that banner for years, but now the Baptists, the Methodists, and the Presbyterians have looked at the money they're receiving, so they've joined in this parade. So to me, the Catholic Church, it looks to me, is probably trying to resuscitate the Dark Ages with the practice, open immigration, their bishops, their cardinals, and the Pope openly advocating open borders and cheap labor, and these are foreign entities dictating what the United States should do. So it's these people are not, none of them are to be trusted. See, this may have been passed yesterday. If not yesterday, it will be passed Monday. We are getting threatening notices from Guatemala, El Salvador, excuse me, and Honduras, in the form of a bribe. They have told the United States government that you lay $1 billion in each of these three countries yearly, or we're going to flood your nation with young people. And that's a threat that they're taking seriously, and they're going to subsidize these three countries, blackmail, if you please. And that this is so distressing. It's unheard of that we'd let three of these banana republics dictate what the United States of America is going to do. Another thing I've recently learned, and this hadn't done anything to do necessarily, particularly with immigration, but at the Vance Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma, we're training NATO pilots for global distribution. Now, James, that is a very serious thing we're doing. And remember, we're a debt-ridden nation of $18 trillion, and here we're out going on with these type of activities. So then you've got the chambers of commerce, which are corrupt to the core. Again, open borders, cheap labor, amnesty, the works. So these three operations, the government, the organized churches, and the chambers of commerce are absolutely destroying our country with the help of American citizens who continue to vote for incumbents. And that is a fatal flaw in the voting system. I'd like to say two more things for sure. I'm going
sure,
to tell
go ahead.
You why the Republicans are only spewing rhetoric. The fix is already in. And here's why. I'm going to give you 11 or 12 phrases and words that show you proof positive that there's no way the Republican Party is going to solve any of our national crises. Number one, cooperative partnership. Number two, work with. Number three, consensus building. Number four, consensus. Number five, bipartisan. Number six, negotiate. Number seven, compromise. Number eight, measured. Number nine, small. Number 10, slowly. Number 11, make peace. That tells you all you need to know. And then when you look at some of the senators, the only senators here that have served 20 to 30 years, that's two and three decades, I'm going to read off just a few of these, and then I'm going to ask you, do you think these people will really protect middle-class America, the heart and soul of this country? Feinstein, Grassley, Hatch, Shelby, Levin, Imhoff, Roberts, McCulkey, McCain, Rockefeller, Cochran, Harkin, McConnell, Angus King, Schumer, Franken, Graham. So that's why I am so very pessimistic about us, the United States, pulling out of the nosedive to the abyss.
Well, Joe, again, you know, we don't want to come in here to discourage, but we have to be frank and candid and dispassionate and objective about the prospects that we have. Did I take some heart last week in the defeat of the Democrats? I mean, of course, the Democrats are despicable. And the Republicans are very nearly equally despicable, though I guess, again, I had some guilty pleasure seeing Obama, at least his side of the duopoly, take, I guess, somewhat of a beating. Of course, they're all taken care of for life. They can't really lose. But I believe, though, what will happen here with the Republicans now maintaining a majority is that they will throw out enough rhetoric to keep their base from wandering off the reservation. But after enough time passes, as they always and without exception do, they'll ratify that for which the hard left advocates. I do take some hope, though, Joe, and this is what I think I was focusing on last week, in that the American people, I do believe that the middle class red state working class, you know, white population agrees with us more on the issues than the media would like to admit. And I think fundamentally there is a lot of overlap between that which this show advocates and that which, you know, average Joe out there believes in. Unfortunately, they believe in turning out every 2 to 4 years of voting for the Republicans. They've done everything that they can to reverse these trends. And immigration is a big issue with them. But you're right. The GOP, the churches, which have become so despicable, and again, we're going to be talking about that later on in the show tonight, they've just totally in the tank for multiculturalism and immigration and all of that stuff. Big business, Chamber of Commerce. Agree with you, Joe. But let me ask you this. Will the Republicans at least feign opposition to keep Obama from issuing this executive amnesty order? Will they do that? I don't think the Democrats would have done that, obviously. The Republicans may, knowing that in the long run, amnesty will happen. Will they stave it off for us for at least 2 to 4, 6 more years or not?
Why are you saying, this is not argumentative, Jane, why are you saying the Republicans may do this? Why aren't you saying the Republicans will do this? They have the mandate to destroy everything the cultural Marxist Obama has put out in the last 6 years. I just now read all these things, these words that tell you they're not about to do any of these things. When you talk about negotiation, compromise, why would you compromise with Democrats when they've been thrown out at everywhere in every area? So they ought to just tell the Democrats and Obama what they're going to do and do it. And if Obama strikes it off, then they come back again. And at least you will convey to the American people that you mean business and you're here to protect Americans, not illegal foreign nationals or any other breed. That's my point.
Well, hang on right there, my friend. I want to keep you for 2 more minutes. I've got a question I got to ask you about. If you can stay with us just through this commercial break, we'll be right back.
I'll be pleased to.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, Joe McCutcheon, I have thoroughly enjoyed this interview, and anytime you have a riveting guest, it goes by far too quickly. Be sure to check out Joe's work at ArkansasFreedom.com. He is on the patrol in the natural state, 24-7, 365, ArkansasFreedom.com. Joe, we already have our next caller in the queue waiting to come on, but before we get to him, I wanted to ask you two very quick questions, and then we'll have to have you back on for an encore in short order. And I appreciate everything you said before, but I'll ask you just for a yes or no answer on this one. Will the Republicans stop an executive amnesty order from Obama?
No.
Interesting. Very interesting. I hope you're wrong about that, but I would not be surprised if you're not.
All
right, and finally for now, and again, I'd like to have you back within the next month because we just didn't finish everything I wanted to cover. All of these so-called conservatives, so-called Christians going to the ballot box, I fear as though a man that you know intimately may crop up as a candidate again. What could you tell those well-intentioned silly fools out there who might back a Huckabee candidacy for presidency again? What would you tell them about Mike Huckabee?
Be time foolishly wasted. He's not going to run. You surely won't want him to run. And he has it too cushy. He's got too good a contract with Fox. And he's going to believe that he's going to run, give all the signs, but he'll never move off the seat he's on now.
And that's Joe McCutchen, everybody. I agree. Unfortunately, his alternative won't be in the GOP. Whoever makes it to the top of the heap there, I fear. It's been a long time since we had a Pat Buchanan. All right, Joe McCutchen, thank you, my friend. ArkansasFreedom.com. Can't wait for your to be back on the show again.
Thank you so much, James. Good night.
Good night. And now let's transition immediately to Peter Scoop Stanton, who is calling in from Fort Smith, Arkansas, to the Washington, D.C. area. We go. That's how quick you can do it over the phone. Scoop, what's on your mind tonight, brother?
Good evening, James, and the rest of the Sarsfield family. First order of business, Dateline, Washington, the National Cathedral. Yesterday there was a joint prayer ceremony / worship service at the National Cathedral, which is a Protestant building. You had the Protestants, you had the Jews, and you had the Muslims with the prayer rugs praying in the middle of the cathedral. My question is, and of course, Kerr was there, and everybody was saying, well, if you don't like this, then you're anti-immigrant. But kudos to the lady who raised a ruckus at the event. It was closed off to the public, so golly knows what was said, but she was saying, you know, why y'all so violent, more or less. But my question to Kerr and all these other pro-Muslim groups is that we're going to have a joint prayer service in a mosque. Is it okay if I go to a mosque carrying a crucifix? Unlike your typical church or synagogue, a mosque is, to me, it looks like a fortress or something out of Death Star. It looks uninviting. They have the mosque near my house has a wrought iron fence all around it. They have security there, and the local authorities, they stand outside when they doing the call to prayer. Next order of
Scoop,
business.
Before you go to the next order of business, that is actually an excellent point that you make that I haven't even thought of before, and it's so true. You see so many Christian churches doing all of these outreach things, outreach to the ghetto to help, blacks, outreach to members of other faiths, you know, come to our churches and worship whomever you'd like in the name of harmony. You have never, at least I have never, and I'm not saying it's never happened, but I've certainly never heard of a synagogue or a mosque inviting Christians to come in and practice their faith inside the sanctuary of another. It just doesn't happen. This is, again, the pathological altruism that affects our people that Kevin MacDonald has written so proficiently about. But continue on, Scoop.
Oh, just one more thing I forgot to mention. Remember a couple years ago, somebody wanted to put a mosque down near Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. See, that's if you look at history, that's what the Islamic faith does. They like to conquer. They like to set up shop right where they like to conquer, and they like to throw it in your face. But we see anything about it, we're anti-Islam. Meanwhile, the same forces that go after us for Christmas say, if you talk bad about Islam, then you're you're a horrible person. Not to mention, you know, we had a couple Boeing aircraft going to our buildings. But moving right along, while America was looking at Kim Kardashian's photograph for hours on end, the U.S. government was doing another surveillance program since 2007 under the George W. Bush administration. What happened was the U.S. Marshal Service was taking planes in five metropolitan areas, and in those planes was something called a dirt box. Google dirt box, and they can tell you the schematics. And what this dirt box was doing was picking up cellular signals. So as I'm talking to you wonderful people on the political cesspool, or talking to my bookie, guess what? The U.S. Marshal Service was listening to it. And, of course, they did not have a warrant. Now, anybody watching the first 48, if they're looking for somebody or they're looking for an owner of a particular cell phone or who the cell phone, the owner of the cell phone called before their demise, they get a warrant from a judge. So, again, we allow the government to restrict us or oppress us as much as we want to because, we're too busy with football. We're too busy with Kim Kardashian. We're too busy about who said what on Twitter.
Next, I've got to say, before you do that, Scoop is setting the table for something I'm going to be talking about in the second hour. We got Mark Weber in the second hour. Then we got Eddie the Vomiter Miller is going to be in co-hosting with me during his typical and traditional third hour set. Keith is off tonight. But anyway, Kim Kardashian, I don't want to get off onto a rant about the Kardashians because that's coming in the second hour, but she posted this picture of her behind, and she said she was going to break the internet and became offended when more people were interested in the comet landing than a nude picture of her. Of course, the only reason she's famous at all, she's famous for nothing. She has no talent. She has no skill. She's famous for having, I believe her mother released a pornographic video of her many years ago, and that's how she catapulted into fame. She's the daughter, of course, of one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers, Robert Kardashian, who's passed away. Anyway, just despicable pop culture, vapid degeneracy. And that is a little bit of what I'm going to be talking about. But I've got a story about them that goes above and beyond anything you could imagine in the second hour. But go on, Scoop.
All right, third and finally, Dateline New York City. Mayor de Blasio finally signed an order restricting cooperation between New York City authorities, i.e. the police department, corrections department, and immigration. I guess now that if you commit a crime, besides being a legal immigrant, and you're in one of the many fine penitentiaries of the city of New York, they're not going to deport you. So me being a very astute, very classy individual, took to Twitter. I said to Mr. de Blasio, I was like, okay, Mr. Mayor de Blasio, if you like squatters, why don't you have Lynn Arthur Williams Jr. squat at Gracie Mansion? Thank God for Twitter because you can be absolutely despicable to our elected politicians. And you can be despicable to me at American Scoop on Twitter. Thank you in the studio.
Well, Scoop does is the only, I might add, the only political cesspool personality, the only member of the staff that has a Twitter. We have been brought and dragged kicking and screaming into the technological age. We do have a fine website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And let me tell you something. We have had some great articles featured there this week, thepoliticalcesspool.org. I've got some equally great ones scheduled for next week. So if our website isn't among your daily reads, you should certainly rectify that deficiency. But we have a good website, and we can do email, but that's about it. Well, we have a couple of YouTube videos that we post intermittently, but we really haven't taken over the internet the way that we should have, based upon our popularity and the strength and size of our audience. We should really have more of an online presence, but we do what we can with what we've got. But Scoop actually has Twitter, so the only one of our crew to have Twitter is our correspondent, Scoop Stanton. And what was that handle again, Scoop?
At American Scoop on Twitter. I try to change it to Scoop Stanton, but again, since I'm living in the Stone Age with a Commodore 64, I'm not sure how to change it from American Scoop to Scoop Stanton. But just type my name on Twitter, you'll find me.
All right, there it is. And he was talking about squatters there. And, of course, Scoop brought to us the incredible story about the squatter in Detroit that Charlie LaDuff.
One more thing, real quick. Back to that clip. My question is, did Ms. Williams and her boyfriend fornicate in that poor woman's house while she was squatting?
You got to get a load of her boyfriend that comes up. So this is like a transvestite black woman-man hybrid. And then you have this, if you've ever seen Hugo, the character Hugo in Lost, her boyfriend kind of looks like that, but much bigger. And he comes up in the video. Well, Charlie LaDuff, I mean, you just got to watch. And you've got the Charlie LaDuff's typical flair added to it. We played the clip for you last week about squatters in Detroit. Imagine that. But you can actually watch it because we posted it, I think it was on Monday, last Monday at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out. Scoop referenced Lynn. She goes by Lynn Williams. Her real name is Author Williams, author, as in a man's name. And anyway, check it out. Check it out. Scoop, thanks for the stories tonight. They're very informative, as always. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
No problem. My pleasure. You good.
And we got a lot more coming in the second hour, including Mark Weber. So stay tuned for that, everybody. We'll be right back with you.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.